It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Kirk.
Welcome back from...
Oh my gosh, Chicago.
How was Chi-Town?
I know. I went for my father-in-law's 90th birthday. It was
Holy
fantastic.
Smokes.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Well, we should probably break our surprise that we have a guest speaker in today.
Yes, hello. Who was also just in Chicago.
Nadine Winters, hello.
It was 27 degrees.
Is that what it was?
Well, the last day we were there was actually 65 degrees. Oh. And of course, that was the day we were leaving. So we didn't leave until like 4 or 5 in the afternoon. So it was very nice.
Was that your experience, Nadine?
Well, I left the airport in Chicago, it was 27 above, and I got here and it was 27 below, just saying.
Yeah, we left 65, I think, degrees, and we got in at 40 below. And I went, oh, that's nice, thank you.
Good 100 degree drop
thank
there.
You for that, that's what I needed.
Jeez
Louise. Welcome home.
I know, my mother-in-law was like, oh my gosh, it's the best day, do you want to change your ticket? And then my husband was like, no, we really need to get in. And then he goes, oh, it's 40 below in Alaska. And I went,
let's move.
You guys didn't get the wind chill thingy, did you?
A little bit in Chicago, yeah. It was weird. It was like cold, then it was warm, then it was cold, it was warm. We don't normally go in February.
Yeah.
So we normally go either. Later, but again, it was a special occasion. So
born and raised up here, but we lived in Minneapolis for 7 years. We'd get down to Chicago on some drives. And I didn't know what wind chill was, even in Minnesota. I didn't really know what wind chill was. But when we got to Chicago, that's when it hit me. And it's the real deal, Holyfield.
It was a wet cold. It is like right through your entire body. Yeah.
It's biting. That's what they call a biting cold.
Yeah, well, welcome, Nadine. We appreciate it. And listeners, you've probably heard of Nadine Winters. She's done a couple of terms on the Borough Assembly. I didn't know that you're a trustee with the Rasmussen.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're executive director with Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We have not had anybody on the show regarding Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing in our office. Have never done a Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing transaction.
I don't think so, huh?
Involving Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. But we just wanted to find out who you guys are and what you guys do. And I know, like we said off the air, we could talk about this for days, I'm sure. But whatever we could pack in 30 minutes would be awesome.
We do everything housing. Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing has actually been around since 1993, I think. And it started out as kind of neighborhood stabilization for South Fairbanks. And then did Project Paint, a lot of beautification, developing some properties. And now we own 50-plus units of housing. Some of them are market. A lot of them are affordable, which is below market rents, and they're income eligible. We have the market units just because it helps pay the bills for the affordable, because no one gives us a grant and says, go forth and do affordable housing. You have to make the revenues and expenses kind of meet. And so we do that. For a long time, we did down payment closing cost assistance for home buyers. We suspended that in 2023.
Because
it was it was precarious in the sense that, you know, people conventionally go to HFC for 80% first mortgage, and they come to us for people with good credit, good income, for the 20% down payment. Well, what you have is 100% debt on that property. Anything goes wrong,
scary. We're
in second position, and we lose our money.
Scary, scary, scary.
So the board was very prescient. In 2023, we said, this is not looking good. We looked at our loan portfolio. 75% of them were 5-year or newer loans. No equity. So we had to, just because I said, you know, no one pays us to do this, so we really have to pay attention to our balance sheet and our profit and loss. So
yikes.
What we've done since then, though, so we own a bunch of housing, so we have a lot of tenants. We on occasion flip houses.
That's awesome.
It's actually kind of fun. I thought we should have our own HGTV show, nonprofit flipping houses.
Oh my gosh,
I'd watch it.
But we've had a couple. We had one in University West that had 2 years of squatters, 300 yards of trash on a corner lot. It was just a mess.
Holy smokes.
But we turned it around. No plumbing. Didn't even have a boiler. So it's challenging properties, but we kind of like those. So we've done that. We just finished one here on 9th Avenue. So
good
then
for
that,
you. That's awesome.
So we kind of do, you know, and then people come to us for a lot of other agencies in town come to us. So we tend to, I tell everyone that calls, we always want to start with a yes. That's kind of where we want to start. And if we can make sure that, you know, there's a community benefit and it doesn't negatively affect our balance sheet, then we're going to we're going to partner with people.
Yeah.
And that's how one of our programs that we're running right now, we call it HUD Healthy Homes, just because the money came from HUD. Well, we got $2 million for that because someone wanted us to apply. The first year we did and we didn't get it. So I got stubborn and said, okay, we're going to get this. And I have to say, I did it because I thought it was the right thing for the community, but I had no idea of the need. But basically, HUD Healthy Homes, it's people at 80% area median income, adjusted for family size. Mm-hmm. So like a family of one, that's roughly 65,000. Family of four, like 90, 91. So that's the income range. You income qualify, we will go do a detailed survey of your home. We have to test for lead and radon if they're built prior to 1978. And then we'll go in there, do a survey, and we can spend up to $15,000 on repairs on your home. And what we have found, we had to go to HUD for an exception because we're finding so many of them had that $15,000 wasn't going to fix things. And so, I have to say, I was skeptical. I had no idea the need on that one. We've already completed, I think, 65 homes. We have enough money to do. Yes, and we're still looking for applications. We hire the contractors. We supervise the work, so there's no tax impact on the homeowner. But we're finding massive amount, like electrical systems that were built in the 60s and 70s, never upgraded. We've had people that don't have functioning septic systems. We've replaced a number of boilers, a lot of boiler calls, a lot of mold issues, which are kind of getting the tricky department. But I just didn't realize that there was a need. And I would say the majority of our applicants so far have been seniors that, you know, maybe lost a spouse and don't have the resources or the wherewithal. And sometimes it's just the skill set.
Yeah.
And we're used to contractors. We deal with them all the time.
What about like maybe someone who's disabled that is on a fixed income? I just took on a house the other day, and I think she would be perfect for that.
Tell her to call.
Wow. And that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, so they can call if they want, but also we had to upgrade our website. But you can actually apply online, and then you can actually upload all the documents and do that. Some people are comfortable with the online thing. Some people want to mail it. Some people want to come in. Any of those work for us. But we still have enough money to do another 60, 65 homes, and that's what we'd like to do this year. So that's a fantastic program because basically, you know, there's that rumor of, you know, when the F-35s were coming and they did that growth management plan, they said, 40% of the housing stock in Fairbanks isn't suitable for military, i.e. junk. And so it's kind of, we're basically allowing these people to stay in their homes for hopefully at least another decade or so.
That's amazing.
I know. Holy it's just, smokes. I have to say, it's like, talk about satisfying.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you know, I think I have a pretty good idea of what's going on in the community, but I had no idea of the need, none. And when we get through this round, by gosh, we're going to apply again, because why wouldn't you?
Is a round 1 year?
It's 2 years.
2 years,
so we've been doing it all last year. We did about 65, and then we're still looking to do another 60, 65 this year, and then we'll be out of money. But we'll just keep reapplying because it's like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, we partnered with NREL because they're really good at buildings. And so they do our surveys for us. And we have a very detailed, you know, 6-7 page template. We ask the homeowners what their priorities are. And then we look at it also from what's doable sometimes.
Yeah. How about a roof? Is that?
We could do roofs. We weren't sure we could, but we had a couple of houses where if we didn't fix that, there was no point in doing anything else. We had one house, I'll give you an example. We had someone that had some children disabled, and they didn't have a functioning septic system. We put an entire septic system in and built them a bathroom.
Wow.
I know. It was like, and then a lot of amazing amount of electrical. We've done a lot of gutter work. Because the gutters leads to moisture, leads to mold, and all of that. And I'll give you an example. Well, one house, it was so interesting. First, we had some contractors, and they're like, we don't want to have anything to do with this. So, because there were some mold issues, there was no functioning lights in the kitchen or the bathroom. And then I'm down in the basement. We're trying to, and the other thing we get, a lot of people don't have accessible bathrooms.
Yeah.
It's the tubs. It's those tubs, I guess they're killers. And so we're doing a lot of bathrooms and a lot of windows.
Yeah.
A lot of people's windows have failed, which of course leads to all kinds of problems, the moisture, the heat, blah, blah, blah. But we had one house, and so the contractor's like, we won't have anything to do with it. We got an electrical contractor in there. We got the wiring fixed. We got the lights working. Then we got another contractor to see if we could make the bathroom accessible. So I'm down in the basement. We're looking at the plumbing. I'm like, oh, my God, there's an active leak. So we had to get a plumber to fix that. And then I'm in the corner of the basement, and I'm like, why is there water over here when the leak is over there? So I go outside. The roof, the edges of the roof are flush with the walls, and there's no gutters.
Yep.
So we got a gutter quote. And then we got a guy says, sure, we could do the gutters. This is what it'll cost, but there's no fascia boards to put the gutters on. So it very much is a for us, it's like it's sometimes it's a little puzzle.
Yes.
But eventually we get there, and she's in her home suite. And it just turned out really, really well.
I got in the business 2003 or 2004, and it just seems like Fairbanks and North Pole, they're just – I mean, I'm just amazed how many houses didn't have gutters. It's just shocking.
It is. It's like
– do you not like your foundations or what?
Do you not like your foundations? Do you not know it snows?
Yeah.
And so just think that snow melt just go right down to right in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the houses that are maybe flat and don't have the, you know – graded away, so the especially with the snow load we're getting this year, I mean, it's going to some people are going to have some serious problems.
Yeah, so that's been a fantastic program.
Wow.
And then the other one we did, which was new, and this one we just we raised a couple million dollars on an idea. I thought, well, that wasn't possible, but it was because there's not enough housing. I don't care if you have money or not. There's not enough housing in this town. It's
nationwide.
A problem nationwide. It is a problem, and affordable especially. Yep. So anyway, we raised a couple million dollars, and we call it our vacant and blighted. But the gist of that is that if you create a new rental unit, either a three-bedroom or two-bedroom, we will. If it's a two-bedroom, we'll give you $40,000. If it's a three-bedroom, we'll give you $50,000. There's no income requirements. You can either take a vacant or blighted property and turn it into a unit. You could create an ADU. You could take a commercial space and convert it into housing. Doesn't matter. If you put a new two- or three-bedroom unit on the market, we have a cash incentive for you.
So blighted is
basically
just
– yeah, just we don't want to do rehab on existing units, but if there's an empty unit – like we got a call yesterday, and this woman has a fourplex. Two of them are functioning, and none of them are just studs. And so I said, of course, eligible, two- three-bedroom units. And so she'll get $100,000 basically to do that. And then the only thing we ask for those that in return for that, their grants, for 5 years that you accept rental referrals from us. And we're going to try and get affordable clients in there. You can still charge HUD fair market rents. So we're not asking you to reduce the rents.
No.
We're just asking you to take referrals from us. Chances are you're going to get a voucher.
That seems like a win-win.
Well, it does, because if we're going to go to all this trouble, we want to take care of the affordability part.
Mm-hmm.
But conversely, we're in design for 10 new units. It's like 500 grand a unit. It's ridiculous. So why wouldn't we spend 50 grand, get a new unit on the market versus spending $500,000 and get a new one? So that's for us. It's just about the math. We've had a lot of interest in that. Super interesting, very, very varied people that are applying for the program and that we've committed money to. Yeah. Some developers, we got lots of calls from developers because, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, right.
You know, because I think you could probably, if you do, you know, but for us, it's math. You know, for us to get a $500,000 to build a new unit, why would I go raise the money to do that? It just, it's never going to pencil out in terms of energy, in terms of, and affordable housing is so tight. You have to be super careful with what debt you carry. It's not like, you know, we can get some, you know, people want to give us, every bank in town will do business with us, but that's a problem too. So you have to be, that debt, you have to be super careful. And that's a lot of effort to raise that kind of money for 10 units, where if I just raised $2 million for this program and we can get 40. So, you know, already I think we have committed 10. And so we're going to spend $400,000, but we got 10 new units. Well, that seems like really good deal to me.
Nice.
You know, so that one, and I'm hopeful on that one. I think if it works and we're successful with that, I think that it'll be really easy to raise more money. The first $2 million bucks was tough.
Now, it's Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. Is it just Fairbanks proper? Is it Fairbanks?
Well,
is it the whole borough?
We originally started to do just the city because we were worried because at least there's a building code in the city. And we were worried about, you know, do it yourself first, and then how do we do that? So, but we found that that was kind of restrictive. And interestingly, let's see, all the ones that we have so far, one is outside the city and the rest are in the city. But we're basically opened it up borough-wide. And then what we did say, though, is that if you're it's in the borough and outside the city limits, that you have to at least get an inspection. And it's just for health and safety. We don't care about non-health and safety, and any inspector we'll just say categorize. So we want that, make sure there's no health and safety issues, and that's what the requirement is. So we expanded it to the whole borough.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I hope. Well, I'm hopeful.
And how much of that budget was left?
Let's see. We still have $1.6 million there, so quite a few units.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. This is awesome information. I'm so sorry we got to take a break. Stay with us. Stay tuned. I'm on the edge of my seat. This is awesome. We'll be right back, you guys. Yeah.
Cool, isn't it?
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie. And Nadine. My wife has been on the show, but...
She takes a hiatus every once in a while.
Like
and then
every
Kirk
day.
Likes to make a joke that we've murdered her. Or that she might be murdered or in the trunk of a car.
Then
somewhere.
We have the Attorney General on, and then she'll come on the show. So she'll come out of her closet.
Come out of her shell, and then we're like, oh, yeah. There she is. She's alive.
You guys keep talking. I gotta email myself because I have a
client
and a property that I think are fit for this. So
Keep
talking. I'm on the edge.
So tell us a little bit
edge
more.
Of my seat.
One question based on a couple things you said. So what helps you determine where you all want to flip a property? Like what even brings you down that road?
Opportunity.
Okay.
It's very, so a couple of things. We have, of course, good relationships with banks. Like in this one case, the one in University West, it was a problem one just because the first guy in Fairbanks that died from COVID, died in test state.
Okay.
His son was a drug dealer. There were some spectacular arrests there. Son went to jail, and then there were squatters there for 2 years, and it was a VA loan, so the foreclosure got, you know how those can go, not good. So we finally got it out of that. And so that was an opportunity, and we took a look at it and said, actually, it's because my board says I have to have a project.
Oh, okay.
I'm like an Australian shepherd man. Gotta
like,
have a job.
Put Nate on something.
Gotta have a job.
Focus her.
But, and so that one, you know, so we paid the debt. The debt was low enough. And I thought, well, you know, I could put 130 into this, you know, pay off the debt, you know, put 70, 80 into it, still make. And for us, it's really, A, if it's doable, and B, if we can get a good enough return. Because, you know, you're going to spend time and energy on it. You want to make sure it pays some of the bills. And then the other one was just opportunity. Like we just did this one on 9th, which was built in, I think, 1950 and kind of looked like it. It was very – and it was stunning. We just gutted it. We had to gut that one. But in that one, it was like if I can get a good enough price on it and then kind of estimate what I need to make it. And this one is actually – and we do nice. I mean, we
weren't –
Yeah, you know, not all pro source. We don't do everything.
That's
pro-source.
Cool. Oh.
And so that one turned out really good. I don't have the interior design gene, but I kind of know what clean and white and bright looks like. So yeah. That's kind of where we go.
Gotcha. There,
you know, so yeah. So it's really about what's available, what we hear of, and then what we hear of from the banks.
Okay. And so the banks also reach out and mm-hmm. give you some. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a really good question. Good yeah. thought. And yeah. that's, I guess that's something we'll keep in mind too. If we find something that's in maybe like the Southern Corridor that might be mm-hmm. up.
And we go Burwide, the other one, we just okay. have one. We have one out in North Pole, which actually is available for rent right now. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, North Pole. And that one we got, that was one of our foreclosures. So when we, like when I was telling about the precariousness of that loan situation, we suspended loans. And unfortunately, we were right because we've had 3 foreclosures since then.
Yeah.
And so we take, we're always in second position, but the banks like us to take the foreclosures because then I can make sure I get my money out of it. And then it just depends on, again, the math. That's my favorite subject. Like in this case, there was so much debt on it, I could turn around and sell it, but I'm not going to make anything. So we just you know, refloored it, repainted it, new appliances, and then we put it, that one on the market for rent.
Yeah.
So it's really about, it's situational, but we look at everything. You know, we have a really good board. We have bankers on our board, and cool. of course David Pruse is on our board. So we look at every property. We look at everything commercial. We're really interested in, you know, it's kind of a romantic notion. I hate to say this; it's kind of cynical, but we look at commercial properties as well because that idea of turning something into something else is just so attractive.
Sure.
To people. Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yeah. I had no idea you dabbled in commercial.
Yeah, we do. We looked at Joy. We toured Joy a couple weeks ago with the mayor, and that was a mistake because now we're like, ooh. And it's like, that's humongous, though. And I said, yeah, as long as we keep the pickleball courts, I'm up for it. But and then so we do look at commercial because I think that's more of a stretch and that can be fraught with peril. But if you find the right property, we just keep looking because you never know, you might find the right property. And
yeah.
the other thing too is that a lot of agencies call us. Like we could call us like when the Alaska, the one that burned, what was it, Alaska, the one right downtown, that motel that burned.
Yep. Yep.
A lot of people wanted us to take that over and I said, when pigs fly. I'm not.
Yeah.
Too much. So yep. It's just too much. Although, you know, the other thing too is there's little known, you know, the borough has a program where this helped on the flips is that if there's zoning complaints on a property, they'll waive the tipping fees.
Okay.
Ah.
And so that's how, like, the one out in University West, all that trash, I didn't pay. I had a $7,500 credit at the landfill. I thought, well, oh I've gosh. Really arrived.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Awesome.
And when that's the highlight of 2025.
I had a credit at the landfill holding me back. It's like we still had to pay for the hauling, although we're – yeah. So, the flip thing, that's kind of fun. It's like, you know,
yeah, cute just something different. Yeah.
Little projects.
Well, and I think it's nice when you're able to give back to the community.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I do think I always drive around and I'm kind of like, oh, this is so. I mean, again, we're laughing. I went to a comedy show in December, you know, and.
Alaska?
Yes,
in
Alaska. Yeah. Yeah, but you still call, you know, we still call it Alaska Land. We still
we
call
totally.
Things by their original names, or you still remember things. Like I still remember the Sears building as the center.
Oh, sure.
So you know, you still remember things as they were, but you don't want a building just to sit empty
right.
and mm-hmm. this space to just sit empty, and then people do vandalize it or things, mm-hmm. you know, like. Become derelict. And so it's nice, like when I'm driving downtown around here or around the studio, I'm like, gosh, they're making some of these old houses, they're fixing them up and they're becoming really cute.
It's noticeable,
or people will flip it into a business and you know, it's like this is now where the like a massage place is, or somebody's done a mm-hmm. A therapeutic place, and I'm just like, oh, this is so nice that it's still something and it's not just this empty. So it is nice when you see, you know, when you're thinking I just think sometimes things can be stigmated.
Yes.
And especially when it's affordable housing. I think that it's
very much so.
But it's really nice that you have all these different programs, especially I'm really empathetic to our seniors just because I think that there's a lot of things that they don't know how to ask for.
Yes.
And so I do think that there's people out there, and especially in our community, that just don't know that they mm-hmm. could get some help and then some assistance. And so I think that, you know, like, I was laughing because when we moved into our house, our tub downstairs, they said, oh, well, the clients that owned our house prior were older. But the tub they put in downstairs is ridiculous. So we had our
climbing a wall to get in there.
Yeah, our in-laws are in there, and it is like a step over. And I said to my husband, I was like, "We need to pull this tub before your parents come again." Mm-hmm. Especially because now his dad is 90.
Ooh,
and I said, we just need to put a walk-in shower in here. Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, what's that? He always likes to ask me about the resale value of things. And I said, who cares about the resale value? Let's talk about safety.
Yeah.
And so when I had gone to my parents' house, same thing. I said, you guys are getting older. Mm-hmm. You have friends that use this shower and tub, and it's super slick in here. You guys don't use it. We need to get a better tub. So we had that pulled out. Mm-hmm. But it's nice to think about, and I'm just thinking, Kirk and I want to do a website for our radio show.
Oh.
So it'll be nice to do some links from your site so people can see some
Facebook
of the
page,
resources,
yeah.
our Facebook page, mm-hmm. but yep. see mm-hmm. some of the resources. Because I think that's half the battle in this town is there's some great stuff out there, mm-hmm. but people have no idea.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and you're just like, ah, oh, you could have qualified for this or.
Oh, yeah, because we just, it's like even, it's like yesterday someone called, they said, oh, I saw you speak at something. And I said, well, which program are you interested in? And they said, well, I don't know. Can I tell you my situation? And we'll say yes. And we say, okay, yeah, this will work. And it was vacant and blighted. You know, I'm like, of course, you know, it's vacant and it has nothing but studs, you know.
Right.
There's no plumbing, there's no wiring. So
it
is. And the other thing, too, is that for that program, for HUD Healthy Homes, we manage the contractors. And so it's, you know, because that can sometimes not be for the faint of heart.
Right. Well, and I'm just excited. I mean, I have so many clients that consider flipping duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes. And I'm excited to be like, listen, you should just consider, especially if, because sometimes I feel like I have a younger audience or a younger crowd, I should say, that sometimes are in their 20s that are like, am I too young to do this? Which to me, if I had had the energy, we would have done this in the 20s. Now, I'm like, property management. I mean, I love
it's
the
hard.
Girls. The women that do that, I love. I mean, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
but the 3, 4 a.m. phone calls, I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you don't want the police having you on speed dial.
Oh, well, we were gone. We did property management last week, Jamie. So we actually had all 3 girls in here talking about.
I mean, kudos to them.
Property management.
It's life. I mean, I 20 years of that. 20 years. And so,
that's a lot.
But it's, you know, I mean, I think it's so great when you can think to yourself that you could give, I mean, 3 years, 5 years, give back to them, mm-hmm. especially when you want to do something, because I always look for ways, how do we give back or how can we do things mm-hmm. to think, oh, okay, I have a fourplex. Mm-hmm. I maybe want to live in one of the units. I could flip these 2 units, get them rented. At least I have a guarantee I'm working with somebody, because sometimes they get nervous, like, well, what if I couldn't? I mean, of course, I'm like, you can rent anything here, but.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's great when you're like, oh, I could work with this other agency mm-hmm. and get them rented. So,
And Jamie's always been had empathy for the elderly. And you were last year trying to think of a program, how we could help people get out of their houses. Because where do they go? Where are they relocating to? Mm-hmm. Are they going to get assisted living?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have family they can go to? What's going to happen to their house? Is it in perfect shape? Is it in less than perfect shape? Now we know about their programs out there that we might be able to
actually help.
Give them a little bit of help, which is why I just I took a moment to email myself. I think we can add that to our list of when we're trying to think about how to work with these guys.
Yeah, it's like people are aging in place, and let's just make it better for them, you know. And the other thing too is that it's like it's going to end up better than it was, and you're extending that life of that property.
Yeah.
So it's not going to just
aging in place, and that's
out.
What my parents are doing. That they're aging in place down mm-hmm. in Montana, and that's mm-hmm. where you know they're from.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that more and more, aren't you? Yeah, people are just wanting to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
We're running out of time. First of all, could you want to take a moment? We never talk about ourselves or our listings, but mm-hmm. do you know what you might have for sale or for lease that people could go to the website and check out?
We do, definitely. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath rental that's market. I think $2,300 a month. You pay electric, we pay all the utilities. It's nice. It's got an HRV unit and a pellet stove. It's
cool.
Off Bethany, so kind of between the Badger Road exits.
Okay.
But so we definitely have that. And then other than that, we on our affordable stuff and our other market stuff, we have wait lists of like 100 people.
Okay.
We do.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not. Yeah. It's just we have a big wait list. It's just it is what it. Yeah. And here's the deal. If you put something on Facebook Marketplace overnight, you'll get 50 hits.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, somebody's listening to the show. and want to get a hold of these programs, website, call, combination.
Yeah, so combination, Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. Our website's fnhs.org, which is acronym for Fairbanks Neighborhood Housing. And you can have frequently asked questions, applications. You can apply online, download, sign, do everything. So the website's great. We get a lot of walk-in traffic. People want to talk. So we're there, you know, 8:30 to 4, well, longer than that, but our official hour is 8:30 to 4:30, or give us a call.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. I learned a ton. Yeah. I got a lot to share with our office.
Yeah. Yes, cool. Thank you.
You and I are going to talk about, and then I definitely have somebody who's going to be perfect
for
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It was awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Oh, good.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.